Hello, my name is Jamesetta Bedford. I'm running for Orange County Commissioner District 1 because as the mother of three, including a daughter with autism, and the grandmother of two, I care deeply about the quality of government services and education we provide to our residents. My grandson is 5 and my granddaughter is 3, and they're going to be returning to Chapel Hill this summer. So they provide inspiration for running and filing. My experience of 12 years of service on the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education, including 3 years as chair and 3 years as vice chair, and over 10 years as a CPA working with local small businesses, nonprofits, and individuals, will provide broad-based expertise to address the challenges ahead. If elected, I will bring to the board a depth of experience in public education, a knowledge of the county's critical role in providing affordable housing, mental health, senior, and disability services, as well as a keen interest in economic development that will benefit all residents of Orange County. Naturally, my priorities include education, but they also include fiscal planning and economic development and social services and equity. The North Carolina General Assembly is intent on decimating public education, privatizing and profitizing to the detriment of students and teachers. Given the cuts to preschool, K-12, and university funding, and the cuts to social services and other tax policy changes that hurt lower-income people and seniors, the county commissioners need to rethink the county budget process and formulate long-range fiscal planning. The residents need to be involved in prioritizing needs over wants. As a CPA, I know budgets, cash flow analysis, and the tax code. We can no longer project a 1-2% revenue increase and then increase budget line items across the board by that percentage. We need long-term fiscal planning to ensure the health of our educational system, social services, and others now and in the future. For example, increasing preschool funding is a good strategy for closing the achievement gap. However, the gap exists at age 3. We need to address the time from preconception to age 2 as well. The Family Success Alliance, which partners with other organizations to tackle the poverty, is a good example of programming that addresses this issue. Folks, they asked me, well, we know schools. What else do you care about? Why should I vote for you? Having a 28-year-old daughter, Shannon, who has autism, intellectual disability, and dual diagnosis, mental illness with OCD, is my lens to advocating for a strong social services and social justice agenda. One example is mental health needs. In January, the commissioners approved a position with clinical, psychological, and case management skills to work with people in the county jail and in pretrial and drug court programs to divert them from the prison system. We recognize that many other children, adults, and seniors also need help to access mental health treatment. And in order to afford these social services and progressive values, we must change the reputation of Orange County to that of welcoming and open to business. We need to diversify the tax base through smart commercial development that brings jobs with benefits, not only for college graduates, but also for others without degrees. I'd like that message to be, I'm going to vote for Jamesetta because she cares about schools, she cares about children, she cares about seniors, she cares about minorities. She knows what it's like having a daughter with autism to need social services. She has business experience being a CPA, and she has financial expertise that the county would benefit from.